So we're going to go on and get started with our call this morning. Again, we praise God for each and every one of you as you have dialed in to be a part of this kingdom building and the kingdom business as we, with Artists International, build our family, our lives, and the kingdom of God. I'm going to go out to Chicago to our prayer general, Miss Amber. I heard her come in. She greeted us and asked you to please open us with a word of prayer.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear, Missy. The floor is yours.
Amen. So we're going to go to the throne and just thanking God for another day. Heavenly Father, we just bless you and we honor you. You are so great to us. And so, God, because of your great love for us and we're not consumed, Lord Jesus, and for your compassion never fails towards us, Lord. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness towards us and our household. God, we just want to honor you and glorify you for another day and that you allowed us, Father God, to see this day that was set before the foundation of the world, God. And God, you knew the end to the beginning, and God, we thank you that we're in this day. God, we thank you, Father God, for the rhema word that will be coming forth from the man of God, and let him tap into the apostolic and prophetic veins, Father God, that you have set in the heavens. And we declare your glory. We declare, Father God, your anointing. We release all that you have, Father God, for us on today. Let our hearts and minds, our souls and our spirits be open and in tune to what you have to say to the church. God, we bind every spirit from the frequencies to the airwaves, telephone lines. Father God, we thank you that the angels are positioned in the four corners of the earth and even over this, Father God, master's morning call. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the man of God, Lord Jesus, that you have established, Father God, for the kingdom. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blueprint that you have given for him, for us on today. God, use him for your glory. Let a double portion of your anointing be released right now upon him. Strengthen him as never before. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your manifestations of your glory and your presence. We receive what you have for us on today. We bind every diabolical assignment. We veto and cancel the hand of the enemy. We come against any spirit of sabotage in the name of Jesus. We reverse it and send it back to the very pit of hell. We thank you for protecting, warfare, and guardian angels that's on charge on today. Lord, we love you. We honor you and we thank you. Now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, God, baptize us with fire as never before. And because of all this is done in your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Amen. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prayer General, for that powerful anointed prayer that aligns the heavens so that the word of God can go forth freely. We sincerely appreciate you each and every time being on your post to command the mornings for us. We have just a few announcements before we begin to let our introducer comes, who always so lovingly introduces our speaker for Tuesday. We want to remind each and every one of you to go to our website and our website to see the array of the links of all the messages that we have from the very beginning at your convenience. You just click on the link. And when we say the buffet table has a full course meal of whatever you need from the Word of God, you'll find on our website. And it is the Master's Morning Call, Master's with an S, the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com. The Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com. And we encourage each and every one of us to pass that website along so that more and more and more people can know about the exciting things happening at the Master's Call. Our email, where we encourage you to also send prayer requests, comments, I tell you, we love hearing from our Master's Call family. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we always, as an artist family, we thank God for the Diaz de Leon family and Artists International, which God used to yoke all of our hearts together, that you visit your website. There are so many exciting things going on, so many traveling and training sessions going on with our Super Saturdays, our weekly meetings, just an array of information, of promotionals. We're in the middle of our phase two with new trainings that are going on, and we want you to avail yourself to all the information. They're doing a great job in our back office of posting the events and giving you the head-ups about the different campaigns, so please avail yourself to all of that information. Well, at this time, we're going to go on and get started with our call. We are always excited on Tuesday because we know really each and every morning that there's a rich word coming from the throne room of God. And as a awesome good tradition, because we so celebrate families, we always have Dr. Joycelyn Henderson come and introduce the man of God, the mouthpiece. So, Dr. J, will you please come and introduce our speaker for this morning?
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I can. Thank you. The floor is yours.
Good morning again to the Master's Morning Call listeners. It is an absolute privilege and an honor this morning to introduce to some of you and just to present back again to this morning Master's Call. The man of God that will break the word of life this morning. He is one I truly, absolutely adore under the Lord, and he's one that makes my baby absolutely leap, so I'm jumping this morning. Glory to God. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, and right now via Hartford, Wisconsin. He is a husband. He is the father of our children. He is a man of integrity, honor, truth, and one of godly character, and I truly believe that this morning, and I honor the Lord for the absolute privilege of being his wife this morning. I thank the Lord that he is our prophet, my priest, and my provider in this home. And for those of you that have never heard this man of God bring the word, I say get some paper, get something to write with. I believe this morning that Pastor Walter Henderson III will bring the word from the throne room of God. Pastor, are you on the call this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Good morning to you.
I honor the Lord for you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love you. Good morning to Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK. We honor you both also, and appreciate you so much, and always the opportunity and privilege it is to come and to share the word with you on this morning. And getting right into the word, I want to talk this morning to you about faith, hope, and charity. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, 12 through the 13th verse, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And it says, "For now we are looking in a mirror that gives only a dim, blurred reflection of reality, as in a riddle or enigma. But then when perfection comes, we shall see in reality and face to face. Now I know in part, imperfectly, but then I shall know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I have been fully and clearly known and understood by God." Verse 13, "And so faith, hope, love abideth." Faith, conviction, and belief respecting man's relationship to God and his divine things. Hope, joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. Love, true affection for God and man, growing out of God's love for and in us. These three, but the greatest of these is love. These are so important. You here that Paul was talking about, these three, he talked about, and of course, those of you who are familiar with the 13th chapter, what we call the love chapter, he has taken time to tell us exactly what love or agape is. And in doing that, he now tells us that for each one of us, and it's a sobering thought that we don't see perfect. We don't see the complete picture. None of us have it all. Each one of us has a part we see in part. And he said, but there are something that we do have, and because of these things, there is the faith, and there's hope, and then there's charity. And he said, these things will abide. These things are important. And so I want you to understand this morning, as we look at our own faith and how it works, just briefly here, I want you to understand that these things are very important. In fact, these spiritual forces, and that's what they are, each one of them is a spiritual force, they are necessary to operate effectively in the kingdom of God. And in fact, if you look at them, they're like co-joined triplets, and that is, they cannot be separated. If you try to remove either one of them, whatever you are attempting to do is going to fail. You must see these three as working together. And so I want to spend most of my time this morning just really dealing with faith and hope, but I have to tie charity in at the end of it again because they are co-joined twins and they will not work properly if you separate them. So let's talk about first faith. Faith is the substance of hope. Faith is the substance of hope. Well, what is substance? Substance is an ultimate reality that underlies all outward manifestations and change. In other words, it is the essential nature of anything that we see. We can look at things as we're on the phone this morning, or things that are around us, and we see them, we can identify them, but their substance is the thing that many times is hid or not necessarily identified, but it gives manifestation to the outward appearance, something that we can see. Let's go on. It's a setting under or a support. We hear the word substance. Sub always mean underneath. As we look at submarine, it is something that's underneath that gives support. It is assurance or conviction. Faith is reality, something solid and real. Faith is not something that's smoky or whatever. It is a real thing. Let's look at some difference between faith and hope. Faith is a present fact. Hope is a future expectation. Faith is present. Hope is future. Faith is always now. Hope is always future. Faith is accepting. Hope is expecting. Faith works in the heart. Hope works in the head. When we try to work faith in the head, it's just a formula. When we try to work hope in the heart, it's desperation. Faith won't function without hope, and hope will not function without faith. Faith gives substance to hope. Let's talk about some characteristics of hope. Hope is the blueprint or goal setter of faith. I'm going to set it again. You need to write that down. You need to get that in your spirit because I'm going to bring that into fruition in a moment, but you really need to get this. Hope is the blueprint or goal setter of faith. When hope is lost, faith loses its aim, direction, and focus, and will become scattered. Hope is not wishing something would happen. It is expecting something to happen. Let's take a look at Philippians now 1. And in fact, I want to go back. Let's talk about Hebrews 11:1. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. So when we talk about there, again, about faith, we see that faith gives substance to hope. And because faith is the substance of things hoped for, it is the evidence or the conviction of things not seen. And so Romans 8:28 said, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Amen? So we understand that hope is something that is not seen yet, but there is a great expectation. Now, in Philippians 1, 19 to 20, said, for I know, this is Paul speaking and to the Philippians, now listen to his wording here, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope. Now notice, he makes a positive statement. I know this is going to turn. And he said, it's in accordance with my earnest expectation. That is, my neck is outstretched and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. I know I'm not going to be ashamed. But that with all boldness, always, so now also in Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be life or death. I like to talk about it here in Wisconsin. As you know, we get some very cold weather. And many times, years and years ago, when I first came, I would be standing out waiting on the bus sometime, and sometime that bus would be late. Now, I'm telling you, when it get real cold out there, and that wind is cutting you up, you stand on that corner, and you don't just stand on the corner. You step out in the street and look like, where is that bus? My neck is outstretched. Now, it doesn't make that bus come any quicker, I'm sorry, but it sure feel better out there looking like, come on now, come on, it's cold out here. And so your neck is outstretched, praise God. And that gives us indication about hope. Hope is out there, but it's saying I'm confident that I'm going to get what God says is mine. Hope is based on covenant promises. Ephesians 2:12 says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. In other words, Paul to the Ephesians says that before you got born again, you were without Christ. You were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. There is a commonwealth when you are in the body of Christ. That wealth belongs to each of us. And it's like in a state. There's a commonwealth. You live in the commonwealth of your state. And there's a commonwealth that belongs to all of the citizens of that state. And he said, you were strangers to the covenants of promises. If you don't know the word of God, if you don't know what belongs to you, you are a stranger to it. Then he said, having no hope. There's no hope for you because you are ignorant of what belongs to you. So it's important that we understand that hope is based upon the promises of God. I get my hope from God's word. And if we're not spending time in that word, meditating the word, thinking about it, our hope is at a very low level. Hope is when you begin to see yourself with what God has promised rather than seeing yourself without it. Hope will not bring God's promise into manifestation. But without hope, faith has nothing to give substance to. The heart is the production center of faith. In fact, in Mark 4, 24 through 29, I'll just start some of that, but I want to pull something out. And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. This is the Amplified version also. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. And more besides will be given to you in what you hear. So he says that when you hear the promises of God, when God gives you something, the more time, the measure, what measure of time you give to studying that, meditating upon that, getting that into your spirit, will determine the measure of virtue or power of that word that's going to come back to you. And so sometimes our faith is not at a certain level because we haven't given the time. When there's a certain area you need health in your body, well, you need finances or you need to be delivered in some area, you need to give your time consistently to that word. Why? Because that determines the amount of power that's going to come back to you. So we need to understand when this is happening, then the heart is the production center, because if you will go on and read down through there, it talks about a man will go to sleep and wake up and the ground will begin to give a harvest and you know not how. Well, once the seed is planted and you are watering that seed and continues to do it, that seed will grow up to be a tremendous potential in your life. And so our heart is the production center. From the abundance of our heart, our mouth will begin to speak and declare what God has said. If we are making declarations, if we are declaring things that we have not given the proper time to it, we're shooting blanks. There's no power in it, praise God. It is impotent. It makes a lot of noise, but it's not doing anything. Certainly we should begin to declare. Certainly we should say the right thing, but it has to be based upon us spending time in God's word. Now, The head is the production center of hope, just like the heart is for faith. The head is the production center of hope. So we just saw in Ephesians, it said, because you didn't, praise God, know these certain things, then you had no hope. Knowledge acquired allows us to receive the promises of God, and they affect our intellect, which is part of our soul. Lack of knowledge will leave us without hope. Now, let me give you an example of all three of these, and I want to show you how they work. I've given you a lot of information. Now, let me give you a practical application of this. It's very, very important. It's very simple, but I think you'll never forget how these three work together. Let's give you the example here of a furnace. Here in our Wisconsin, we still have heat and need a lot of it. I know some of you, amen, turned yours off a long time ago or didn't turn too much on, but we still need ours going. And so let's look at how this all works. The thermostat is similar to hope. The thermostat is the goal setter. The furnace is similar to the heart in that it produces the substance for the goal setter. You take the thermostat, the goal setter, and set it, and the furnace will produce the substance that the goal setter has set. The furnace is the substance of what the thermostat is calling for. The furnace is designed to supply what the goal setter is calling for. We take that thermostat and we set it at 70 degrees, and that's the hope. And the furnace said, tell me what you want. I can supply whatever you need, but I need to know what you want. And so when we set that thermostat at 70 degrees, nothing happens right away. But it begins to go through its cycle, and we begin to hear it working down there, but it's not yet. But after it works, the way the furnace works is that it has to reach a certain temperature before it releases. The condition has to be right before it releases its substance to what the thermostat has been set. Now, you can set the thermostat high or low. That's on you. The furnace said, I know how to supply what you need. Just tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you. And when you set it at 70, that thing begins to send all the substance to the goal setter. And once it's reached 70 and it has been fully satisfied, it said, all right, you got enough? All right, man, we're done. Praise God. I produce what you call for. And we need to know that's what hope is. Hope is the goal setter. And faith said, I can supply the substance for that. I know how to do it. The heart is the where the substance is made, from the abundance of the heart. When you feed the word into your heart, the hope is established. And hope said, here's what I see. The more you get the word in you, the greater the picture becomes. And that image begins to come. And you begin to see what you believe. Your neck gets outstretched for it. And all of a sudden, from the heart, it begins to produce. It begins to give substance to that hope. And so you can see this thing working. Let me tie in charity, if you will, in the very end. Charity energizes faith and hope. The Bible said that faith worketh by love. Faith is energized, the Greek word. Faith is energized by agape, unconditional love. And so if we don't have and walk in contingent unconditional love, then our faith won't work. And so you'll see the devil is consistently trying to get you out of love with people. He's trying to get people to irritate you and get you to say something crazy and do something crazy. And you got to keep that image before you. Say, no, I don't have time to go through that with you because I'm working on something here. I'm believing God for something. I got to stay in love. Everything God does, it comes from his love. He is a God of love. He is motivated by his love. And so faith worketh, energized by love. And so we see charity is similar to the power source of the furnace and the thermostat. You can have the best furnace and the best thermostat, but without power, if it's not plugged in or there's a breakdown in that connection, there will be no function. Faith and hope without love would not have a power source because faith works by love. And now remains faith. And hope and charity. But even with all of this, the greatest of these is love. Saints, hear me today. We need faith. Faith is the substance. Faith gives substance to your hope. And hope won't happen without God's word, his covenant promises. You can hear them, and you can hear what people say about them, but you may be running on empty. You need to get into the Word. It needs to become your spiritual food, and you need to feed your spirit. God help us, because if I believe sometimes we will look into our own spirit, we can find that we're malnutrition, and we're running on empty. But if we'll do what we're supposed to do and stay in love, because we can't see everything, we don't know how it all works, then what we will find is that these three remains, faith, hope, and charity, and we can have what God said we have. Dr. Vanessa, back to you.
My God, awesome revelation. I don't know if you knew, yesterday I taught on hope, and boy, you just, wow, God is so awesome. Pull together so many nuggets, faith, hope, and charity. Hope is the future expectation, faith of our heart is present. And I tell you the awesome illustration of the furnace. You know I'm going to use that. I give you credit the first time. But then after that, we're on our own. So yeah, that's awesome. Oh, man of God, we love you and we so appreciate you and esteem the rhema, the rich word that flows from you. Thank you for always being willing to encourage our hearts each and every Tuesday. Well, at this time, we're going to go out to Candy in Chicago, who will pray an intercession for our prayer requests and then close us out in prayer. Again, thank you so much, man of God. Candy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Speak up just a little bit for me, please.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
That's much better. The floor is yours.
Better. Praise God. What a word, what a word. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So thank you, Pastor Henderson, for that powerful word. Father God in heaven, I come this morning with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you that we can speak things into our lives. So this morning, we thank you that the body of Christ is enjoying the days of heaven upon the earth as you promised in Deuteronomy 11. Your kingdom is within us, empowering us that we may heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils through us, your yielded vessels. God, everything in us and around us that is not according to heaven must bow its knee and flee at the mention of the name that is above every name, and that name is Jesus. We evict every spirit that threatens the peace, the safety, the joy, the health, the love, the mercy, grace, and blessings of God in and around us, our families, our businesses, our communities, and our churches. We bind you, devil, and cast you out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that we enjoy the liberty and the power of your anointing, which destroys every yoke and removes every burden. Lord God, you bring heaven to earth wherever we go, and your perfect love casts out all fear. God, be exalted in all the earth and restore everything that is out of your realm, Lord, that is not of you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that everything is being restored to its rightful order under the authority of Jesus Christ. Today I exercise diligence. For the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Today I declare that our households are blessed, and the blessing of the Lord makes us rich. Today, God, your grace is abounding toward us and our families with a bountiful harvest from our seed sown. Jesus became poor that we, through his poverty, might be rich. And God, you promised that the wealth and riches would be in our houses because we fear you and delight greatly in your commandments. We are wealthy and we leave an inheritance to our children. So, Father God, when we need a financial breakthrough and those who are on our prayer list who need a financial breakthrough, we just speak the word, Lord God. Today I say money cometh now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, Lord God. Father God, I thank you that above all things we are prospering and we are in health even as our souls prosper. You are Jehovah Rapha. And you have taken sickness and disease away from the midst of us. My soul shall bless you, Lord, and forget not all of your benefits. You have forgiven all of our iniquities, and you have healed all our diseases. Father God, so we say today, Lord God, that everybody that needs to be healed, that is on our prayer list, Father God, we call it done. We speak the word today, and we say be healed in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Lord God. Father God, we thank and praise you for Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa. Bless them as they go in and bless them as they come out, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for our speaker today. Bless him and his family, Lord God. Bless his ministry, Lord God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that we hear your voice early in the morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that in the morning when the heavenly bugle blows, we will direct our prayers unto you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you hear our prayers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we know if you hear our prayers, you will answer them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that prayer of intercession and closing and sealing in our hearts that rich word that came forth. We're right at 6:30. Dr. PK, I know you're on the line. Did you have any closing comments you wanted to make at this time?
Well, I just tell you, my brother and our priest over this call brings the word that always, always bless us. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I thank all of the listeners. I want you to have a super fantastic day and know that we are posturing for the closing of the month. So let's just get running, running, running and see can't we make this goal.
Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. PK. Well, again, on behalf of the Master's Call and Dr. PK Roberts and myself, Pastor Vanessa, we again thank you so much, Candy, for closing us out in prayer. And Dr. Henderson, what can we say? Just always pearls of wisdom, rich teaching you bring to us, and we're so grateful for you being a part of our family. And thank you, our prayer general, Amber, for opening up the call. And to each and every one of you on the line this morning, we appreciate each and every one of you. And as we say each and every morning from the Master's Call, now you go out and be submitted and yielded to the call from the Master on your life. Be that minister in the marketplace. Let the blessings of the Lord go with you and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.